You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with two special guests to talk about a special screening that's happening in Marquette at the Ordock Brewing Company Thursday, December 6th of this year. Good morning to Seth Anderson and Faye Manon-Rahoy, talking all about the Northbound screening. Good morning to both of you.
Well, good morning very much, Kurt. Thank you for allowing us to join you today.
Good morning, Kurt. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the line here. So I understand that this coming Thursday, the 6th, we have a special screening event happening at the Ordock Brewing Company with a series that actually started as a passion project to kind of show the beauty of the Upper Peninsula, and it kind of turned into something more. So either one of you, would you like to kind of give us a little overview of what audiences could expect?
I'll let Seth take on that.
Sure. So, what is Northbound is something that started as an effort to make a feature film in the area, which is still the goal with the series that we are showing on Thursday. And we started as a proof of concept, wanted to do something, a survival story with that's set in a near future and showcase the area, places that I knew growing up around Iron Mountain. And we started to present the series and the idea to the community. And back a few years ago, we found a nice audience already and a group of volunteers that were willing to help us go ahead and start shooting. And so we were ready to go shoot right away. We wanted to do it. It was the winter. So we went out there with the innocence of of youth. And we started shooting in the December cold. And we came out with some beautiful images. And from there, we started to get some interest. And we decided that proof of concept could actually be a story in and of itself and became Northbound, which is a prequel series that we've been making for the last few years here towards a feature film called North Star. So what we're showing on Thursday is the fruit of all of the last few years of effort. We've created two seasons worth of episodic content, so it's more like a television show, although what we'll be showing is edited as a movie. And we are about to go into the third and final season of Northbound with an eye towards North Star afterwards.
All right. And I should also mention that you are one of the co-creators of this series, along with, it's your brother and then the producer, Jason Hagen, and your brother's name is Nathan, correct?
Nathan Anderson, yep.
Okay. So you've all been working on this for quite some time, and I understand you also grew up in the Iron Mountain area, right?
That's correct, yeah. Nathan and I grew up right here on the east side of Iron Mountain, and we're shooting up on places like Millie Hill and some of the areas like Pine Mountain and in the woods, just parts of our childhood that we knew were gorgeous and underfilmed, relatively speaking, as far as it goes. And we wanted to start getting out there and shooting what we had, which was this crazy, it's a post-apocalyptic story, and we thought we'll use some of the mining ruins and we'll just make hay out of what we have.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask, too, since this kind of started with a project to show the beauty of the UP, how did that kind of evolve into developing into the series? And you mentioned that it's got those post-apocalyptic tones and themes. How did that evolve into that, and what does that kind of story tell the viewers of the series?
Well, the story, we wanted to, post-apocalyptic stories are all over the place now. You can see them on TV and in movies, and was always interested in the genre. But I also had an idea that I wanted to tell a story about community, and what if there were pockets of the world or the country, since it is a North American story with Northbound, that where people were finding ways to come together and survive together and form communities and kind of work in the face of adversity. Because a lot of the time you see the communities just being riven apart and things falling apart, going into chaos. And so what the area kind of informed us as the story that we could tell here and that within a post-apocalyptic scenario, it told us that this is an area where a lot of people actually are pretty ready for something to go wrong. They're ready to live without electricity. They're ready to be self-sufficient. And I thought, well, let's lean into that a little bit and see if we can tell a story about community. There's still people out there that are in it for themselves. There's still kind of chaos at bay, that they're holding at bay. But it seemed to me that the UP, a lot of the people here would be equipped to survive and work through these problems. So that mixed with the natural beauty that first time we were shooting, it was the winter, which, you know, is a special effect in and of itself if you shoot in certain parts of the area, parts that we had earmarked for years as beautiful locations. And we just had our checklist of areas we wanted to shoot, so we knew we had those backdrops. And then our story of survival and community could just be nestled in with this land. And that's, I tell people, that's why we always start with shots of the land, because the land is the canvas for us. Michigan is the canvas for this story that we've started to develop within it. Yeah.
It allows the film to go into living off the grid. So there's certain areas where that could be very easily done. And also, as Seth continues to talk about, is the beauty and the cold weather. And that really does project. And that's something that it's very difficult to do inside of a building. You have to really be outside and experience it. And when you're filming at minus 10 degrees below zero, you can definitely feel it and you can definitely see it on the screen.
Right.
Yeah.
You get the authentic factor of survival that way.
Yeah, people really are surviving. Not hard to act after a while.
Yeah. Sure. And now, Faye, you're the coordinating producer of this series, and you started in the logistical end. Could you speak a little bit about your role in this production?
Well, my role originally started as a support person with Seth, who was at that point in time living in California, and Jason at that point in time was living in New York. So when they were trying to do this, I volunteered my efforts to support them and be in the middle and help them logistically identify locations, get approvals, find extras, and do the promotion here from Iron Mountain. So that was my original role as the logistics coordinator. And then as we've continued to grow into Series 1 and Series 2, I've been working very closely with Jason Hagen, who is the producer, and supporting him as a coordinating producer for the last two series.
So it's a cross-country endeavor that also has a local feel to it for the Upper Peninsula residents and the Upper Midwest area. Well, that's no short order, I'm sure, to get all that coordinated, Faye.
No, it was a challenge, but it was a nice challenge to take over.
Sure. And I understand, too, that the first two series had about 30 to 40 people involved, and that kind of grew over time, correct?
Yes, that's correct. The story of growth over the course of making this series, I mean, we talk about it creatively. It took on a life of its own, but also the volunteer force. As we became more known and the project became, the awareness of the project rather became more spread out here across the UP, we did attract more and more help and vital help towards making this really viable for us, because filmmaking out here is still relatively uncommon. It's still hard to get your resources together for this sort of thing, so it really takes a lot of creative people with a do-it-yourself attitude. Asking questions about how things can be done here and there, finding solutions to challenges that come up. And so the more people we've had, the more we've been able to figure out how to make films out here on a regular basis. And you know, I talk about this a lot. Filmmaking is changing. It's getting more affordable, and it's getting more widespread across the country. But, you know, that makes it so people out that are volunteering are coming together to make films in places like this that are a little bit further flung, further north. We got to figure out how to do it and how it's done here, you know. So, yeah, it grew, and then Northbound 3, as we're coming up on the final season here, we have gone, what was the number on 2 again?
On 2, it's about 30 to 40, and
yeah.
we're really up close to 60 at this point in time.
Wow.
With all of our extras, because as we have moved through the process and finding extras that are willing to work with us, Seth has adapted the film itself to include more and more volunteers, because now he can change the script to have more volunteers, because he knows we can go out and find those extras to fill in those big communities that he's adapting across the UP. And when we say the UP, it's Dickinson County and north of Dickinson County. We've been up in Houghton. We've been up in Marquette. So we're continuing to broaden our reach. Each time that he updates his script, he gives me a new location that I need to go out and find.
Yes, the checklist just keeps getting bigger.
Sure. And I should also maybe segue here. Since you mentioned Marquette, we can kind of direct our listeners to say there's also that event coming up at the Ordock Brewing Company where folks can come and check out that. You said it was like an edited version of the series so far to kind of make it into a feature film length. Maybe let's just say a little bit about that screening. When is that, and how can folks come on out?
Okay, well, it's December 6th, and that's Thursday. This coming.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, it's Thursday, starting at 6 p.m., and what you will see there is a great way to catch up on everything we've done so far, plus get a glimpse of what we're doing with Season 3 going forward, and also get an opportunity to come on board, because the train is sort of stopping, so to speak, right now at these events, and this event coming up Thursday, so that you can sign up and take part in a future production. So you get to catch up on what we've done, and you get to come in and potentially be a part of what we're going to go do going forward into the spring.
And the it starts at
6 p.m.
And it should run, the whole event should run to about 8 o'clock. What we normally do is Seth does a brief introduction. We'll have the room set up with some of our props and some of our costumes. So we'll have that set up. We'll also have an area set up for people, like Seth was saying, if they want to sign up to be part of the process. We'll have some forms for them to complete. And then Seth will actually show the film. And I think, Seth, it's about an hour long. Is that
right?
It's about an hour long. And then after the actual screening, we'll have Q&A questions. So people can actually ask questions to the producer and even to myself or any of the other actors who may be going with us. They can actually ask some questions about the whole process of what it takes, how it goes, how to get involved and those kinds of things. So it'll be, I would say, anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, the total evening. But the actual screening itself will be about an hour.
All right. So that's this coming Thursday, December 6th at the Ordock Brewing Company, with another screening happening at the Calumet Theater, Saturday, December 8th as well. And just a reminder, we're speaking by phone to the co-creator of the Northbound series and future feature film as well, co-creator Seth Anderson and the coordinating producer Faye Manon-Rahoy. Is there anything else that you two would like to add or maybe direct our listeners to?
So one thing that your listeners might appreciate hearing is that both of these events, there is no charge for the events. So it's getting a little bit close to Christmas, so don't have to worry about their pocketbook. They can come to see a nice free event.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for your time today to talk again about the Northbound 2018 series tour that's happening this Thursday, December 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ordock Brewing Company here in Marquette. Thank you both so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yes, thank you, Kurt, for taking the time.